score line flattered us a bit, I think, in the end, and I think we would have been happy with the second half performance. We were a point down at half time, so I know we had played against a bit of a wind, and the night wasn't great, but we weren't that happy with the first half performance. But like, in fairness to the lads, they performed very well in the second half, and said the second half was pleasing, the first half not so pleasing.
I suppose you don't get too much time to think about that game now, because you're launching straight into another game a week later.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, as we said in the dressing room after the game against Tipperary, like, you know, you had only that evening to enjoy that, and we got focusing on Cavan since that, and you know, most of the lads were playing over the weekend, and you know, I think most of them have come through injury wise, and you know, we're into the Cavan game now, so it's coming ticking fast. But look, in fairness, they played the same night, so it's the same for both sides.
Yeah, so the celebrations are low key, so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I suppose the very fact we won the last two Munsters and got beaten in the semi-final, some of the guys were there, you know, some of them weren't, but for us that were in charge of the team, we're hoping to go one better and make a final this year, and that's why we really got down to business straight away and focused on the Cavan game tonight, really, of the tip game.
I suppose that's something you're hammering into the lads as well, that the season's not over just because they've won Munster.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, there's an All-Ireland at stake now, and first of all, we got to try and make it into the final to have a chance of winning it. But I'm sure, look, Cavan, I suppose, are in the same boat. They've won the last three Ulster titles, and they haven't won it either. So it's, you know, yeah, both teams will be going hell for leather, and both teams won't see provincial success as success for the year, and will be hoping to get into the finals.
Now, how much do you know about Cavan and their style and stuff like that?
One of our selectors, Donal McCarthy, actually went to see them in the semi-final against Down, and we've looked at the DVD of the last day of their Ulster final, and they play very much a team game. They play a defensive game, a kind of a Donegal style from last year in the senior, and they intend to flood the back line and break from defence, and but with an emphasis on not conceding very much. And their scores really have kind of proved that during the year. They haven't scored big, but they've conceded very little. So it's another challenge for us now the weekend to try and break them down, and you know, to get by them in a different style of play than maybe we're used to in Munster.
John, with the game being live on TV, does that add any, I suppose, added pressure on top of the lads heading into the game?
I wouldn't think so. You know, I would say all these guys have been used to that type of thing. They've all played at minor level, most of them. Well, 3 years ago, a lot of these guys were in the All-Ireland minor final, and a lot of our guys would either have played last year or the year before, and that was live on TV. So, you know, I think most of them would be used to it at this stage, and would have the experience of doing that before. And, you know, the Cavan guys have been there last year and the year before as well. So I don't think that makes any difference, no.
John, would you be confident, I suppose, of getting the win this weekend?
I'd be hoping we'd play well, and if we play to our potential, we'll be there or thereabouts. I suppose it's really very hard to be confident, overconfident, particularly at this stage, but I'd be just, our main aim is to try and play well now the next day, and if we do, I think we'll be there or thereabouts.